Thank you. We go to number nine now, non-resident waterfowl season proposal.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Again, Tom Kirschman. So you have in your package, and this was a discussion that we were having internally, actually began during the legislative session when there were discussions around different direction of some legislation on non-resident waterfowl. Ultimately, as you all recall, the legislation that was passed and moving forward, only change that was made in statute was the 10-day license was now switched to their 10 days, but can be 2 5-day periods. Same format as non-resident upland game hunting licenses like pheasant hunting license. During all those discussions, a big part of the discussions were looking at ways to simplify not only the hunting units, but simplify the application process for non-resident waterfowl hunters. And so we started those discussions and looking at potential ways that we could simplify those two particular aspects of non-resident waterfowl hunting. And we started putting some ideas together, visiting internally, had some discussions with a few folks from outside of the agency as well. And our intention was to bring forward some recommended changes to non-resident waterfowl to continue those discussions. Now, in light of the current circumstances and situation, we all know the history around non-resident waterfowl is a colorful one, contentious at times, and certainly an emotional one. And there's a lot of interest in this particular topic. Knowing full well the challenges that we are faced, even just holding a commission meeting and having those candid conversations is tough. It's even tougher to have those types of conversations with stakeholders, people that are interested from all aspects of the state and outside the state. So in light of those circumstances, the difficulty in being able to have those in-person meetings right now, where we believe it's absolutely necessary to have those face-to-face conversations with key people in this discussion, while it's on your agenda and it's in your package, we are bringing forward and asking for you to go ahead and table this right now. We will bring this back at a later time when it's more appropriate and we have the opportunity to have those stronger and in-person dialogue and discussions with all the various interested folks in this particular topic. So, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission, we would ask that this just be tabled and we can move on to the next proposal unless you have any other questions. Back to you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions or comments?
Mr.
You probably
Chair
don't
Sharp
need a motion on this. Oh, Commissioner Sharp.
You know, I think that recommendation is fine. I guess I would ask that staff maybe delineate what they feel, you know, to the commission prior to our next meeting, go down line by line, you know, 1 through 8, and essentially do a what it does to us and what it does for us type information for the commission.
Mr. Chairman?
I'm sure there's reluctance to offer up that information, but I think that would be helpful for all of us.
Sure, through the chair. Commissioner Sharp, again, this is Tom Kirschman. We can certainly do that. We'll go down 1 through 8, provide some information. We can share that to you just from a discussion standpoint so you have a better understanding and some more details with that, and that can be part of our ongoing discussions as we move forward when we figure out the appropriate time to bring it in front of you as a formal recommendation. Would that fit your need there, Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Sharp?
Through the chair, that would work great for me, I know. Thank you.
Okay, good. That's what we'll do. All right, thanks.
Okay.
We will then